Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, coming to you from a gorgeous Cape Town in South Africa. We head to Ottawa in Canada to chat some biking with the returning guest, Robin Hardage. Robin, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Robin, you said to us in our first chat that you obviously come from a running background. Running was your strong discipline, but you've been struggling with a bit of injury and you've been forced to spend and put some more time in on the bike. How much has your bike improved over the last year since that that hip injury has been plaguing you?
Significantly. Through all my races this year, I've sort of PB'd on the bike, and that's where I've made up my time within my age group or my gender. It's definitely noticeable.
As much as that hip injury's a frustration, I'm sure, do you think it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise that it's forced you to work a bit harder on the bike?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I mean, biking is, you know, it's the longest part of an Ironman triathlon. So your gains are immeasurable. Like you can shave off 5-10 minutes, and that's huge over the day.
It's funny you say that, and it's also a case of you can put in extra time in the water, and you maybe not going to get that much more of a benefit. On the run, you can put in more time, but you're then starting to risk injury and really doing some physical damage to your body. But on a bike, I mean, you could, I don't want to say you flog yourself, but you can put in a lot of extra time on the bike, and you're really going to reap those benefits. And I'm guessing that's what you've noticed this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went on, I guess in the spring, I did 3 pretty big biking trips and, you know, like 2,000 kilometers, and it's paid off in the spring, and it's just that I've been able to carry it over the summer. But yeah, like there's no impact, so you can bike as much as you want.
This frustration with not being able to run as well and as much as you'd like, has it sort of forced you into loving the bike more, or are you now frustrated that you're riding too much?
No. I've worked on my biking mentality. Before, I would, you know, I would start to suffer and I would back off, but now I've sort of learned how to embrace that pain that you feel on the bike. So it's a blessing for sure.
Good lesson. I mean, when the hip sorts itself out, are you going to keep on the same sort of regime that you're doing on the bike at the moment, or would you switch back and push more into the run?
No, you know, I think, I'm enjoying the bike and the workouts that I've been doing. And, I mean, the run, like I'll work on it a bit more once this sorts itself out. But, I think I learned a lesson that, you know, the bike deserves as much attention as I was giving the running.
as far as gains on the bike, I mean, what have you done over your career or one thing that you think's given you the biggest sort of benefit?
I think kind of working hard in the spring inside, so kind of doing the high threshold bike workouts and then bike trips in the spring, so sort of taking a week and just focusing solely on the bike before the outdoor season starts here. It's definitely just gives you a boost to start the season with.
You talk about those trips. The group that I train with here at home tend to do one or two of those a year as well. I've never been on one. Is it a case of almost like a week's vacation, but you're spending it on your bike? Tell us a little bit more about them.
Yeah, definitely it is. It's a vacation and you're doing what you love. So I've been to South Carolina, so lots of hills. Kicks you in the butt, but when you get home, you feel awesome. This past June, we cycled to Maine, so it was about 750 kilometers over 4 days, but, that's your day. You wake up, you eat, you bike, you get to the hotel, you eat, you sleep, and it's just repeat for 4 days. It's awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's worse ways to spend a holiday. It actually sounds like
exactly.
A lot of fun, and you get to see cool places at the same time. As far as indoor versus outdoor workouts, you spend a lot of time on the indoor because of obviously climate and where home is for you. What's your favorite workout on the indoor trainer?
It's kind of a high tempo workout with 8-minute intervals at sort of FTP, power threshold or whatever. But yeah, just pushing for the solid 8 to 10 minutes, and then you have a bit of recovery. But for an hour and a half, it's a good workout.
And out on the road, what do you love doing?
I love kind of, I'm very blessed to have Gatineau Park near my house. I guess it's a provincial park, so the roads are beautiful, and they close it to cars on the weekend, on Sunday mornings. So I go there, I do a tempo hill bike workout. It's about a 45 kilometer hilly loop. And I just attack the hills, and I work on my descents, and, there's quite a few people to chase. So there's kind of a secret race going on and who you can chick, and so that's my favorite.
I love it. Well, Robin, it's been great catching up once again. Well, by the way, what bike are you riding at the moment?
I ride a Sipo Viper.
So, nice.
Yeah.
If
I enjoy it.
If I could wave my magic wand, what would be the dream bike?
Oh, hard to say. I'm not a gearhead. If it's got wheels, I'll ride it.
And gadgets? I mean, you mentioned FTP and power. You're training to power, heart rate, and that sort of thing. How caught up in the numbers do you get?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a data geek. Not that it means anything to me, but I just like to compare my numbers. But I guess in the end, I don't really get caught up in them. I just sort of, it's more of a, oh, I did that, check. Yeah.
And again, it's what gets measured improves. It's not necessarily it's a case of you need to know all the technical details, but if you aren't measuring, you don't know if you are getting better or if you are getting worse.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Yeah.
Robin, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. We look forward to talking about the run. I know it's something that's really frustrating you at the moment, but we'll dig into that next time out, if that's good.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.